我们请弟兄姊妹们，我们再看一点圣经。我们再看罗马书，我们从十三节再读到十六节。
Let's read more scripture from
第八章
chapter 8,
十三节到十六节，我们再一起来读。罗马书第八章十三节到十六节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 13 through 16.
找到我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
中文或英文我们一起来。
In both languages.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若借着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，乃是儿子的心，我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。好，我们就读到此。好，我们再读罗马书第六章二十三节。
Let's read another verse in Romans chapter 6 verse 23。
找到我们一起来，第六章二十三节。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。我们再读几处的圣经，一处是在以弗所书第一章十三节。
Let's read Ephesians 1:13。
找到我们一起来。
Let's read together.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。再看哥林多前书第三章十六节。
Let's read another scripture in 1 Corinthians 3:16.
哥林多前书第三章十六节，找到我们一起来。
Let's read together.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？我们再读。哥林多前书也是第六章十九节。
First Corinthians 6:19。
找到我们一起来。
Let's read together.
岂不知你的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。好，我们一起低头，再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，创造的主，也是生命的主。
The creator of the Father, and you are the life-giving Lord.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
谢谢你让我们靠着你爱子耶稣基督的宝血来到主你自己的面前。
Thank you through your beloved Son.The blood of the eleven son, we can come before you.
求今天圣灵今天再来倒空我们，也再来充满我们。
And today we pray that the Holy Spirit will empty us and fill us up.
解开你的话，对，也再对我们心里的深处来说话。
Reveal your word and speak to inside of us.
我们承认，实在离了你，我们什么也不能做。
We know away from you, we cannot do nothing.
求圣灵也来恩膏，为你做出口的、翻译的，和在这里的每一颗心。
And may the Holy Spirit anoint the speakers, translator, and all the audience.
吹气在你自己的话语上。
And you will blow your spirit inside of us.
让我们能明白你自己的话语，
so that we can understand your words,
让你的话语能够成为我们生命的粮。
And your word will become the bread of life.
也帮助我们能够小心翼翼的，能够把荣耀和颂赞都归给你。
Help us to give all the glory and praise to you.
祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
好，感谢主，我们今天就进入到罗马书的第八章。
Praise the Lord, today we can get into the chapter 8 of Romans.
这是整本圣经可能是最宝贵的一章之一。
And this is one of the most precious passage in the Bible.
我记得朱莉阿姨曾经让小孩子们来背这一章。
I remember Andy Judy want all the kids to memorize chapter 8 of Romans.
如果要背圣经的话，这一章实在是值得背的。
If you want to recite the Bible, this is the passage worth in memorize.
罗马书在16章里面有一种简单的半分法，就是前面一半，前面八章是一段。
And if you want to see Romans in the academy way, the first eight chapters is in one group.
后面的一半，就是后面八章也是一段。
The second half of eight chapters is another half.
好，前面八章是讲到真理。
And the first eight chapters talking about the truth.
后面八章就会讲到我们的经历。
Second half talking about experience.
我们稍微有点回顾前面所讲的。
And this review what is already in the, described in the first.
因为前面八章讲到福音的真理，我们也可以简单的分为两半，两段。
And here talking about the truth of the gospel, and there are two groups too.
从第一章到第五章的十一节，我们知道这是第一段。
The first group is from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 5 verse 11.
然后从五章十二节到第八章，这是第二段。
And chapter 5 verse 12 all the way through chapter 8 are second group.
好，我们都讲了很多次了。第一段的重点是讲到是有一个多数的罪。
And the first group talking about there's a plural sins.
第二段的重点是讲到单数的罪。
And the second group talking about the singular sins.
只有把多数的罪加上单数的罪，然后我们才能把个罪看得很清楚。
Only we can understand until we add sins to sin.
我们对罪有了认识，明白了自己的光景，然后我们就知道我们是需要救恩。
We understand the sin, and then we know our situation, and then we need this salvation.
医生诊断病人有病，这个是坏消息。
When doctor diagnoses patient has a disease or illness, this is the bad news.
接着医生说这病有救，这个是好消息。
And continue the doctor say this disease has a cure, and this is the good news.
神的福音就是先告诉我们这个有一个坏消息。
The gospel.Of God is talking about there's a bad news.
然后再告诉我们还有一个好消息。
And later on they say there is a good news too.
那就是神有办法来解决我们的罪。
And God can solve the problem of the sins.
好，这就是神的福音。
This is the gospel of God.
所有的宗教都只告诉我们人告诉我们那个坏消息，我们有罪。
All the religions talking about there's a bad news, we have sins.
从来没有告诉我们我们真正医疗的办法在哪里。
Never told us how to find this cure.
只有神的福音是有办法。
Only gospel of God can give us a cure.
从另外一个角度，从第五章的十二节到第八章，可以用两句话来扼要的来说明一下。
From different aspects, we can summarize
chapter 5, verse 12, all the way through 8,
in one word, in one sentence.
第一句话就是在亚当里和在基督里。
And first word is in Adam and also in Christ.
这句话就概括了从第五章十二节到第六章的内容。
And here talking about from verse 5 all the way through 6.
在亚当里罪做了王，死也做了王。
In Adam, sin become reign and death reign too.
当我们信而受洗归入耶稣基督后，
When we baptize into the Christ Jesus,
然后恩典做了王，
And here is the grace reigns.
生命也做了王，
And light reigns.
第二句话就是在肉体里和在灵里。
The second sentence we can say it is in flesh and also in spirit.
这句话概括了罗马书的第七章和第八章。
Here's cover chapter 7 and chapter 8.
第七章里保罗用他自己的经历告诉我们，在肉体里是立志行善由得我，而行出来是由不得我。
In chapter 7, Apostle Paul mentioned we want to do good, but our flesh we are not willing.
当我们在开始罗马书第八章的时候，我们需要来明白这四件事。
And in chapter 8, we need to know the relationship of these four things.
头两件事是讲到一个客观的事实。
And the first two things is related to the objective way.
说到我们的地位。
And talking about our status.
在亚当里是说到我们原来的那个天然的地位。
In Adam, it's talking about our the natural status.
在基督里是说到我们现在因信耶稣基督，然后我救赎的工作而有的那个地位。
In Christ, we have another status, and this is done by our Lord Jesus Christ.
后面两件事是主观的。
And the last two things belong to the objective.
与我们的行事为人有关。
It's related to what we think and what we behave.
也是一个实际经历的事情。
And this is a reality and can be experienced.
你讲到肉体是和亚当相连。
So flesh is related to the Adam.
然后圣灵是和基督相连。
And the spirit is related to the Christ.
很多时候我们以为只要在基督里就够了。
And many times we think if we are in Christ, probably that's enough.
但是第八章进一步的告诉我们，我们必须在灵里面行。
And in chapter 8 mentioned about we also need to walk in the Spirit.
否则基督的生命和基督里的事实就不能够彰显出来。
Otherwise, the reality in Christ cannot be manifested.
罗马书的第八章是可以分为三个部分。
We can separate three parts in chapter 8 of Romans.
我的负担是在第一部分，就是从第一节到十六节。
My burden is in verse 1 through 16.
这一部分的重点是讲到认识和随从内住的圣灵。
And here talking about to know andwalk within the indwelling spirit.
在这十六节里面，我们可以简单的把它分成四段。
In these 16 verses, we can divide us into four parts.
然后也在程序单里面，我想也简单的这样有一个分法。
In your program, already printed about these four parts.
像这一段的内容实在是很丰富的。
It's very, very rich in this four sections.
第一部分就是从第七章的二十四节到第八章的第二节。
And first section cover from Romans 7:24 through 8:2.
这里是讲到在基督里我们得了释放。
Here he's talking about set free in Christ Jesus.
这是保罗在那一段痛苦的内心征战中 让神给保罗的启示。
And this is inside Paul, his struggling, and the Lord revealed to him.
这也是保罗的经历。
And this is an experience in the Paul.
第二段是从罗马书的第八章的第三节到第八节。
Second section is covered from Romans 8, verse 3 through 8.
那是说到随从圣灵是那一个秘诀。
And here is talking about walk according to the Spirit.
是那一个秘诀让我们能够满有生命,满有平安,并且能够成就律法的义。
This is the secret how to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law, life, and peace.
第三段是从罗马书的第八章第九节到十三节。
The third section is from Romans 8, verse 9 through 13.
这里说到圣灵不是离我们很遥远的,而是住在我们的心里面。
Here talking about the Spirit is not far away from us, but this Spirit is indwelling in us.
也因着圣灵住在我们里面,我们是变得何等的不一样。
And because the Spirit is indwelling, and we become quite different.
第四段是从14节到16节。
The fourth section is covered from 14 to 16 verses.
在14节那里是说到凡被圣灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Verse 14 talking about those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
15节继续说到我们所受的不是奴仆的心。 而是神,而是儿子的心。
Also verse 15 talking about we receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you receive the spirit of sonship.
这里是特别讲到是儿子名分的灵。
And here especially talking about the spirit of sonship.
然后16节就再进一步讲到圣灵与我们的灵同证,我们是神的儿女。
And verse 16, talking about here, the Spirit can prove that we are the sons of God.
在上个主日里面,吴浩弟兄已经提到,神的儿女和神的儿子是有一点不一样的。Last
week, our brother Wu Hao mentioned about the children, God's children and God's son are slightly different.
神的儿女着重的是我们与父神那个生命的关系。
Talking about the relationship, and this is the God's children.
我们信了主,就有神的生命,就是神的儿女。
If we believe in Him, we have the life of Christ, and we are the children of God.
神的儿子着重的是那个长大了的生命。
The sons of God is emphasizing on this is the growth, the life, the mature life.
那17节里面也继续讲到,是讲到我们要成为神的后世。
And verse 17 also talking about the heir of God.
所以那是讲到与神一起掌权,并且得产业。
And here is talking about we will reign with him and to have an inheritance.
实在感谢神,神给我们的不单止 是让我们能够得到他的生命,而且他给我们的是儿子名分的灵。
Thank you for not only we can be saved or become the children of God, but also we can become the sons of God.
这讲到神的心意,是让我们能够长大,做神的儿子。
And here is talking about the will of God, and he wants us to be mature, becomes the sons of God.
能够被圣灵引导。
And be led by the Spirit.
不单止如此, 在后面再多一点的时候,17、18节后面会讲到说,神要我们得的,而且是王子的名分。
And not only so, he wants us to gain the title of the Prince of God.
讲到是与神一同作王,而且得荣耀。
To reign with him and to gain the glory with him.
实在感谢神, 神向我们所怀的意念是何等的美，何等的善。
And thank you for His will is so good and perfect.
叫我们能够有指望。
And let us to have a hope.
好，下面我会着重的来看前面的那三段。
And I will focus on the first three sections.
稍微讲的次序有一点不一样，我会先讲第一个，讲到基督里的再释放，然后会讲第三点，然后再回来讲第二点，讲随从圣灵。
I will change the order a little bit. I'll start from set free in Christ Jesus, which is the section one, and then the spirit dwelling section three, and then I'll come back to section two, walk according to the spirit.
在罗马书第七章的后面那里，讲到保罗曾经有过一段肉体和新生命这样一段的交战。
To the end of chapter 7, talking about the life of Paul, it looks like he has a struggle inside of his heart after he was saved.
在第七章十八节里面
,Chapter 7, verse 18,
保罗在讲，在我里头，就是在我肉体里。
And he's talking about in my sinful nature.
这里是一个平行的结构。
And here's a parallel structure.
所以从这里我们知道，这个肉体是包括我们的己，我们自己，这个旧人。
And sinful nature including old self.
所以不单只是指着我们的身体。
Not only here is talking about our body.
也指着那个魂说的。
And also talking about our soul.
然后在第七章二十二节里面。
Chapter 7, verse 22.
他那里讲到说，按着我里面的意思。
You hear say, in my inner being.
所以英文讲得很好，那个是里面的人。
You say it's an inner being.
只是讲到是指着那个新的人和新的生命说的。
And here's talking about new life, new creature.
是指着灵说的。
And talking about the spirit.
在第七章里面讲到保罗想靠着肉体来守律法，讨神的喜悦。
And chapter 7 talking about Paul, he tried to do according to law to please the Lord.
却发现原来属肉体的人不能讨神的喜悦。
And he found out if we are belong to this flesh, it's hard to please the Lord.
然后在一次一次的失败之后，保罗被带到了尽头，他没有办法。
Again, he faced the failures, and to the end,
他只能发出一个呼喊。
And he cried out.
他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我呢？”
And say, "What a wretched man I am! Who can rescue me?"
实在是人的尽头，确实是神的起头。
The end of the man is the beginning of God.
保罗忽然醒悟过来。
Suddenly he is awake.
在他绝望的呼喊里面，他变成了一个赞美。
In his desperate crying out, he changed that into the glory and the praising.
Yeah, 他能够在他赞美里面，他说他找到了那个答案。
In his praising, he said he found the answer.
然后他说感谢神是靠着我们的主耶稣基督就可以就能。
He says, thanks be to God, and through Christ Jesus our Lord, we can do it.
为什么保罗说感谢神呢？
Why he said thanks be to God?
如果是保罗自己做的，他要说谢谢保罗。
And if he has done by himself, he need to thank himself.
保罗说感谢神，是因为保罗看见神做成了每一件事。
He said, thanks be to God because he has seen Christ Jesus has done in him.
并且借着主耶稣基督。
And through Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们得救称义是借着主耶稣基督。
We are saved and become righteous because the Lord Jesus Christ.
并不是靠着我们自己做了什么。
Not because we have done something.
但很多时候我们以为我们要成圣，我们就必须依靠自己的努力。
Many times we think we want to reach this sanctification, we need to work hard.
以为我们若自己努力就可以来脱离罪。
We thought we can do it by ourselves, we can get away from sin.
实在是愿神再用他新鲜的话语来对我们说, 成了。
And may the Lord use his refreshed words and say, it is finished.
他已经在十字架上为我们的罪的赦免做了一切。
And for forgiving our sins, he has done on the cross.
他也会在我们里面 为我们脱离罪做每一件事情。
And inside of us, he will also do all things to set us free from sin.
是神在我们里面运行做成每一件事情。
It's God operating into us and to accomplish his will.
实在让一切的荣耀都归给神。
May all the glory to him.
感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗这个呼喊实在是和他在加拉太书刚才我们读的二章二十节里面的所说的话是一样的。
And this is also recording Galatians 2:20.
保罗在那里说不再是我现在活着的乃是基督在我里面活着。
He said, No longer I live, but Christ lives in me.
为什么是这样说呢?
Why he say that?
为什么这两个是一样,可以很说的意思是一样呢?
Why are these two verses describing the same thing?
因为在罗马书第八章第一、第二节里面有两次讲到, 他说在耶稣,在基督耶稣里。
Because in chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, mentioned about in Christ Jesus.
而在耶稣基督里是什么呢?
And what does it mean in Christ Jesus?
刚才我们也读到罗马书第六章二十三节那里。
And we just read Romans 6:23.
他那里说到，在我们主耶稣基督里的神的恩赐，在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生，是那永远的生命。
Talking about the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗所发现的就是。 我们的生命,那个永远的生命就是耶稣基督的生命。
Paul discovered that the eternal life is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
主耶稣在地上的时候,他说,我来乃是要成全律法。
When Jesus on earth, he said, I came to accomplish the law.
因此在复活的根基上,保罗能够说,他在腓立比书第二章, 12到13节那里, 他说,
and from the foundation of resurrection, Paul, he mentioned in Ephesians
第二章12到13节,
from verse 12 to 13,
他那里就说, 就当恐惧战惊, 做成你们得救的功夫。
And here talking about we need to trample in him and to accomplish his work.
像另外一个翻译的方法更好，他说是应当恐惧战惊，活出你们的救恩。
Another translation is better to say we need to be trampling so that we can work out all this work.
那你讲到说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行。
And we want to do good because God's will is in us.
为要成就他的美意。
So we can fulfill his well-pleasing good purpose.
神的要求并没有改变。
His request did not change.
但感谢神,我们不再是应付他的人。
And praise the Lord, we are not only the person try to just pleasing him in front of him.
感谢神在宝座上神是那个立法的立法者。
Thank the Lord on throne. He is the one set the law.
但感谢神他在我们心里面他是那个守法的人。
And thanks the Lord in our heart. He is the one to partake all this law.
他立了法他自己也来遵守。
He set the law and he fulfilled the law.
他发出要求，他也来满足这些要求。
He requests and he fulfills all the requests.
同样，主量给我们的每一个环境，无论是多艰难，也是主他自己来应付。
At the same token, no matter what difficult situation we faced, and he understands.
最近我跟教会里的一位弟兄有一点交通。
Recently, I have a fellowship with one of the brothers in church.
他说到最近他的上司、他的同事给他很多的难处。
He said recently his boss has given him a lot of troubles.
一直在找他的那个找他的错。
And he's tried to find any mistake he's made in.
让他觉得很大的压力。
So he feel a lot of pressures.
但他又不敢对他们说什么。
And he did not dare to say anything.
我听他讲的时候也能感到他里面有很大的压力。
And I can sense the pressure from him.
但我也不知道该说什么来安慰他。
I don't know how to say anything to comfort him.
但没想到他自己继续分享的时候倒让我蛮有得着。
And when he continued to share with me, and I was encouraged.
他说只有依靠主。
He said only trust in him.
他每一天都迫切地向主祷告。
Every day he prays to the Lord fervently.
每天上班前他都对主说，我对付不了这种事情，但主你可以，求你来对付。
Before he goes to work, he said, I cannot deal with this, and the Lord please you deal with it.
其实这正是那个秘诀。
And this is a secret.
不再是我，乃是基督。
It's not me, but the Christ.
让基督在我们里面活。
And the Christ lives inside of us.
让基督在我们里面来应付神的律法。
And the Christ can fulfill all this requirement of the law.
也让基督在我们里面应付每一个神量给我们的环境。
And Christ can deal with all the situation he has measured up for us.
在罗马，接着在罗马书第八章第一、第二节里面。
Continuing in first two verses in chapter 8 of Romans.
保罗就将那在灵里面的生命的积极的一面来向我们来述说。
And he talked about the positive aspect of in the spirit.
是在感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们信的主如今都在耶稣基督里。
After we receive him today, we are all in Christ Jesus.
那会怎么样呢？
And so what's the result?
然后那你就说我们不再定罪了。
And today we no longer in condemnation.
懂得希腊文的人就告诉我们，定罪这个词，这个希腊词有两种的说法。
In Greece, there are two meanings of condemnation.
在法庭，在律法上，那就是定罪的意思。
In the court, it's when you are convicted.
但还有一种用法是在民间普通的用法。
In another way, it is outside the court in the civilian.
那就是说没有能力。
It's when there is powerless.
所以另外有一种翻译就讲到说，如今在基督里的人就不再无能了。
Another translation has been, if you are in Christ Jesus, and you are no longer powerless.
不但已经被称义。
No longer you claim to be the righteous.
而且也不再无能。不再无能。
And you no longer are powerless.
我们能够胜过罪恶的权势。
We can surpass all these principalities.
因为赐生命和圣灵的律在耶稣基督里。
Because this the spirit of life is in the Christ Jesus.
释放了。
He set us free.
保罗在这里告诉我们有一个律，就是赐生命和圣灵的律。
And Paul mentioned about there is a law which is the spirit of life.
是比那罪和死的律更强。
And this is surpass the sin and the death, the law of sins and death.
当赐生命和圣灵的律彰显出来的时候,
when the law of spirit of life has been revealed,
我们在耶稣基督里就得了释放,
and in Christ Jesus will be set free.
我们就能够脱离罪和死的律,
so we can free from the law of sin and death.
这个是第一点,
this is the first point.
然后接着在罗马书第三章第四节里面, 保罗就说到,
and continue in verse 3 and 4,
他说肉体因律法软弱有所不能行,
and you're talking about our flesh, because we are weak, we cannot do it.
这说到在第七章里面, 保罗所经历的, 他明白的, 他讲到说, 靠律法, 靠肉体,
just like in chapter 7, Paul said, according to law, we cannot fulfill it.
那就讲, 接着保罗就说, 神就差遣他的儿子, 道成肉身, 来到世上。
Continue, he mentioned about God incarnated, become man, come to the earth.
来成就了律法,
to fulfill the law.
在山上的教训里面, 主耶稣说,
in the teaching of the mount, Jesus said,
他说, 默想我要来, 是要废掉律法和先知,
don't think I came to abolish the law and prophets.
我来不是废掉, 乃是要成全,
I'm not come to abolish, but I come to fulfill.
那么主耶稣的一生里面, 他是怎么样来成全律法呢?
And all the Jesus' life, and how did he fulfill the law?
其实是一样的原则,
it's the same principle.
就是不随从肉体, 只随从圣灵,
not do according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
儿女既有血肉之体,
and all the children we have the flesh.
你讲到他也照样亲自成了血肉之体,
and same thing, he became just like you and me as the flesh.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是圣灵感孕而生的,
do you know our Lord Jesus, he was conceived by the Spirit.
我们知道在头三十年里面, 他在耶和华面前是生长如嫩芽,
and the first 30 years he grew like the young sprout.
然后在他开始那公开的 三年的侍奉里,
in his public serving 3 years,
神是以圣灵高拿撒勒人耶稣,
and he used the spirit to anoint Jesus.
他周流四方, 行善事, 医好, 凡被魔鬼压制的人,
he wandering among the countries and doing all the good things and set free from the demons.
最后, 我们主耶稣是借着永远的灵, 将自己无瑕无疵的献给神,
and toward the end, he used his the eternal spirit to sacrifice himself to God.
我们知道我们的主不是没有他自己的意思,
we know Lord, he doesn't mean he has his own will.
主自己说, 我不求自己的意思, 只求那差我来者的意思。
Lord say, I'm not do according to my will, but according to your will.
我们记得在科西玛丽园的里面, 主祷告说,
and the Lord pray in Gethsemane Garden.
他说父啊, 在你凡事都行。
Father, in you everything is doable.
他求你将这杯撤去, 然而不要从我的意思, 乃只要从你的意思。
May you remove this cup away from me, but not according to my will, but according to your will.
我们的主是第一个, 也是唯一一个, 完全不随从肉体, 只随从圣灵的人。
Our Lord, he is not doing according to his flesh, but according to the Spirit.
才感谢主, 他本是父,
and thanks the Lord, he is the begotten Son of the Father.
And
in the whole universe, he is the only life.
生命在他里头,
and the life is in him.
他是那一粒麦子,
he is the grain of wheat.
主自己说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 一粒麦子不落在地里死了, 那仍旧是一粒。
And the Lord said, truly, truly, I tell you, the grain of wheat is not died in the ground.
若是死了, 就结出许多的籽粒来。
It dies and it will grow several grains.
感谢神, 主耶稣不单只为我们死, 他也为我们复活升天。
Not only he died for us, he resurrected for us and ascended to the heaven.
他既被高举在神的右边,
and he's uplifted on the right hand side of God.
然后在启示录第五章里面, 我们就看见宝座的中间有羔羊站立。
In Revelation chapter 5, 6, we're seeing there is a stand in the center in which is the Lamb.
像是刚刚 被杀过的,
and just like he had been slain.
羔羊得了荣耀,
and a lamb received the glory.
就从父神那里受了所应许的圣灵。
So he has received all this, the promised spirit.
就把那差遣往普天下去的圣灵在五旬节浇灌下来。
So he sent down the spirit in
Pentecost.
Through the suffering of Christ,
耶稣的灵成为那可以分赐生命的灵。
And the Christ, the Spirit of Christ becomes the life-giving spirit.
现在每一个接受他的, 就是从心里面接受他的, 信他名的。
Everyone receive him and receive from the heart.
神就赐他全品, 做神的儿女。
God will give him becomes the sons of God.
他就赐给我们一个新的生命, 让圣灵住在我们里面。
The new life through the Spirit dwell inside of us.
保罗是一个认识圣灵的人。
Paul, he knows about the Spirit.
我记得我自己信主的好长一段时间都不认识圣灵。
I remember in a long time as a Christian, I did not know about the Spirit.
我听了很多,但是没有把握,也不确定圣灵住在我里面。
I heard many interpretations, but I did not know the Spirit is indwelling in me.
以前在读罗马书第八章9到11节的时候, 那里的好几个如果让我很疑惑。
And in the past when I read Romans chapter 8 from verse 9 through 11, they are talking about so many slaves.
他说第九节呢,你说到如果神的灵住在你们心里。
And verse 9 say, if the Spirit is dwelling in you.
第十节又讲到基督若在你们心里。
And also verse 10 talking about if Christ is in you.
然后第十一节又讲到那叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵住在你们里面。
And also verse 11 said, the Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from death is living in you.
这里讲到很多如果或者若,我就很疑惑。
And here talking about if, so many ifs, so that's puzzle.
那时候我常问说,圣灵真的住在我里面吗?
Yes. I will ask myself, is really the Spirit dwell inside of me?
我能够确定我是从心里面信的主耶稣。
Am I sure I really believe in him?
但是我不能确定,好像也感觉不到圣灵住在我里面。
And I'm not sure the Spirit is living in me.
感谢主,保罗在 以弗所书第一章13节刚才我们读过那里告诉我们。
And we just read about first Ephesians chapter 1.
他那里13节告诉我们, 既然信了,
Verse 13 mentioned about the, if we believe in Him, we will mark in Him with a seal the promised Holy Spirit.
他就讲到信了就受了,
so here is believed and received the Holy Spirit.
我一直记得在我十多年前, 我刚受洗不久的时候, 一位美国老姊妹, 是领我信主的, 她有一次用很重的话, 就是用我们读过, 刚才读过, 哥林多前书第3章16节那里, 来对我说,
more than 10 years ago when I just believed in Jesus and received him as a savior, and there is an elderly lady, she used 1 Corinthians 3:16 as a verse to tell me
他用很重的话来这样对我说, 他说, 岂不知你是神的殿, 是神的灵, 住在你心里吗?
And this lady used a very heavy word in 1 Corinthians 3:16, said, don't you know you have yourself a God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you?
当时我真是糊里糊涂的,
at that time I was not clear.
但那句话是一直都记得,
but this word I always remember.
刚才读过在哥林多前书也是, 但在第6章19节那里, 保罗更进一步告诉我们,
and continue Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians 6:19,
他说道, 岂不知你的身体是圣灵的殿吗?
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
他说这圣灵是从神来的,
this Holy Spirit is from God,
住在你们的里头,
and dwell inside of you.
我知道我信了,
I know I have believed.
感谢主, 有了这些话, 有了这些开启, 而我的信心就得了坚固。
Thanks the Lord, because of these words, my faith got strengthened, and I continue to grow. And to receive this glorious fact,
就是圣灵住在我里面,
is the Spirit is indwelling in me.
慢慢的, 里面就有感觉,
and gradually, I can sense inside of me.
经历就跟上来,
and experience follow up.
也就知道在16节那里所说的, 圣灵与我们的心同证, 我们是神的儿女。
Just like in verse 16 of Romans chapter 8, say the Spirit himself testify with our spirit that we are God's children.
慢慢也就对基督也对圣灵有了一个直接和一手投手的这种认识。
Gradually we can have the first experience about the Christ, about the Spirit.
这是对我生命成长很重要的一步。
And this is really helping to grow.
现在如果你反过来再来读罗马书第8章9到11节的时候, 感觉就会不一样。
And then we can come back to read verse 9 through 11 and our understanding totally different.
第9节呢你告诉我们, 是神的灵就是圣灵 住在我们里面, 我们就不熟, 不属于肉体, 乃是属于基督, 属于圣灵。
Verse 9 say, the Spirit of God lives in you, and we know we are belong to Him, belong to the Christ.
第10节第11节, 让我们可以真的是好好再去看。
We can look at it closer in verse 10 and 11.
时间的关系, 我就来 看最后的一点, 就是随从圣灵。
And because of time, I'm going to talk about walk according to the Spirit.
我们知道圣灵住在我们里面。
We know the Spirit is dwelling inside of us.
我们也知道要让基督在我们里面活出来。
We know we need to let the Christ live out from us.
那如何让基督在我们里面活出来呢?
How can we let the Christ live out of us?
那个关键就是要随从圣灵。
And the critical point is we need to walk according to the Spirit.
其实随从圣灵不是一个很抽象、很摸不着的东
西。This is not very abstract and something we cannot reach.
第一点就是要在生命，在一个新生命里面来随从圣灵。
First of all, we need to walk according to the Spirit as in the new life.
当我们重生得救了。
When we are born again,
我们就有了一个新的生命在我们里面。
We receive a new life inside of us.
圣灵也住在我们这个新的生命。
And Holy Spirit lives in us.
这个新生命有很多特征是跟一个新的婴孩那个特征是一样的。
This new life, just like the new baby.
像婴孩需要呼吸一样。
New baby needs to breathe.
这个新生命也需要呼吸。
The new life needs to breathe too.
这说到我们需要祷告。
That means we need to pray.
我们需要随时的祷告。
We need to pray anytime.
圣灵很多时候感动我们要来到神的面前向神祷告。
Spirit can touch us and move us, come before Him to pray.
很可能会在我们很感恩、很喜乐的时候。
And maybe during the time we are so joyful and peaceful.
也可能在我们觉得无聊，在我们觉得虚空甚至痛苦的时候。
And probably sometimes when we feel boring, and sometimes we are suffering, and we.
若是我们祷告了，我们就随从了圣灵。
If we pray, we do according to the Spirit.
然后体贴圣灵的乃是生命和平安。
If we set our mind on the Spirit, we'll receive the peace and the joy.
生命就成长。
And our life will grow.
同样像婴孩 要喝要吃一样，这个生命也会饥渴。
And just like a baby will be hungry and thirsty,
这说到我们需要读圣经。
Just like we in our life we want to grow, we need to read Bible.
就像我们每天需要吃喝一样。
Just like every day we need to eat and drink.
每天也需要来读圣经。
Every day we need to read the words of God.
圣经很多时候也感动我们来读神的话语。
And Scripture touches us, want us to read more.
那个时候，肉体可能会出来说，读圣经很枯燥无味，读也读不懂，我们就不如看电视、看小说有趣。
And our flesh will say, well, is this word of God is hard to understand? Probably we can watch TV or read fiction, probably more enjoyable.
这个时候，我们就要不随从圣灵。而是要只随从，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And here we need to walk according to the Spirit, but not the flesh.
并且求圣灵来开我们里面的心思，来帮助我们明白。
And pray that the Spirit inside of us can open our eyes, can understand what the Lord's meaning in His.
同样，圣灵会感动我们，吸引我们来到聚会。
Just like that, and He will touch us and move us and to want us to come to the church to have a meeting.
可以来到周五各区你查经的聚会。
And also Friday night meetings.
主日的崇拜聚会。
And Sunday worship.
或者也感动我们星期三晚上的祷告聚会，或者同工一个月一次的同工会。
And maybe come to the prayer meeting on Wednesday night or the co-worker meeting in the weekend.
其实随从圣灵就是不消灭圣灵的感动。
And to walk according to the Spirit is mean we are not to look down about the leading of the Spirit.
你知道教会的 VBS 大概没多少时间，7月28号是吧就要开始了。
Church VBS was started this month, 28.
如果你有感动要邀请一位或两位小孩子或者他们家长一起来参加的话，你也不要消灭圣灵的感动。
If you are thinking you are going to invite your friends, maybe just one or two, and do not just, just put aside all this, the nudging from the Holy Spirit.
其实随从圣灵就是让圣灵在我们里面工作。
To walk according to the Spirit is let the Spirit work inside of you.
就是让这个新生命在灵里面能够呼出，也能够吸入。
And this new life, we need to breathe and we need to
let things out and let the air in.
Yeah. 信息之后我们会唱一首歌, 就是呼出吸入。
There is a hymn say we need to breathe in and breathe out.
确实随从圣灵就是让我们能够呼出我们的罪污也吸入主的丰富。
Walk according to the Spirit is we breathe out all our sins, to breathe in all the riches of Christ.
保罗是如何学习这个随从圣灵的功课呢？
How did Paul learn about this lesson, walking according to the Spirit?
在大马色的路上，保罗遇见了主，就问两个问题。
On the way to Damascus, and he met the Lord, and he asked the Lord two questions.
我们提过很多次，保罗就是问主啊，你是谁？还问主啊，我当做什么？
And probably we know many times, Lord, who are you, and what shall I do?
但愿我们也时常来到主的面前，问这两个问题。May
we come to the Lord and ask these two questions too.
好让圣灵能够把主来向我们启示，也告诉我们所当做的。
The Lord will do through the Holy Spirit and show us what we should do.
从保罗遇见主开始，他就学习不随从圣灵，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵这个功课。
After he met the Lord, now the Paul following the Spirit, but not following his flesh.
十几年后，保罗随从圣灵的差派，就开始了三次环游的步道。
More than 10 years later, Paul he did according to the Spirit and had three missionary trips.
在第二次西进欧洲之前，他来到了马其顿。
And the second trip of missionary, he came to Macedonia.
他那时候保罗是从东边过来。
He came from the east.
然后他要寻求圣灵的带领。
He was seeking the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那时候他对圣灵已经很敏感。At
that time, he was very sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
他要往北边去，但圣灵禁止他。He
wanted to go north, but Holy Spirit prevented him.
他要往南边去，耶稣的灵不许。He
wanted to go south, but the Spirit of Christ prevented him.
一直到那天晚上，他得了马其顿的异象。 他就清楚明白，圣灵是让他到那边去。
At night, he gained the vision, so he decided to go to a.
他清楚明白圣灵的带领，他就凭着信心随从。
He is clear the leading of the Holy Spirit, and he followed.
然后，我们就知道，那就开始了福音进入欧洲这样的一件。
And that's the beginning of the gospel spread into the Europe.
然后保罗是一直随从圣灵，他说到他一直受圣灵的引导，也一直受圣灵的管制。Paul
continued to follow the Spirit and honor the Spirit, and he was disciplined.
保罗就结果累累。So
he can gain and grow so many fruits.
其实偶尔随从圣灵可能还不算一件难的事情。
Occasionally we follow the Spirit probably is not that hard.
难的是一直都随从圣灵。
The difficult is we do according, walk according to the Spirit all the time. This is hard.
最后我也就讲一点点随从圣灵这个字那个意思。
I want to explain a little bit of walking according to the Spirit.
在中文直译里面，实际上是随从圣灵而走。
In Chinese, original meaning, it sounds like a walk according to the Spirit.
Yeah, 就是这个 walk 这个字。所以在希腊原文里面，行走这个字，着重的说到是有行走的能力。In
Greek, walk also mentioned about the power behind the walking.
The ability to
walk. Ability to walk.
所以可以用两幅图画来说明。
I'd like to use the two pictures to illustrate this.
一幅图画就是生命成长的那个图画。
And one picture I want to show you is the life, the growing life.
我们已经讲到，我们信了主就得了一个新的生命，就像一个新婴孩一样。
Just like I mentioned, when we receive the Lord, we're just like the new baby.
然后他会呼吸，会饥渴，然后会吃，会喝。
And he's doing the breathing and eating and drinking.
然后慢慢他会坐起来，他会站起来，然后又会行走。
Gradually, the baby can sit and stand up and walk.
一开始还会摔跤，但慢慢就越走越好了。
Probably stumbling first, but gradually, the baby can walk.
这圣灵，这也是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
This is a work of the Holy Spirit.
第六章讲到，我们借着与基督同死，我们就脱离罪。
And chapter 6 mentioned about we die with the Christ and we can set free from the sin.
第七章也讲到，我们借着与基督同死，就脱离了律法，也脱离我们的己。
Chapter 7 we say we die with Christ, we can set free from the law.
好让基督在我们里面能够不断的加增。So
the Christ will increase inside of us.
我们自己不断减少。And
ourself will reduce.
然后基督能够成形在我们里面。And
the Christ will incarnate inside of us.
我们就能够不随从肉体。
So we'll not follow the flesh.
只随从圣灵而行走。
And we can follow the Spirit.
第二幅图画是讲到说病了。
Second picture talking about the illness.
然后我们瘫了，瘸腿了，然后得医治，又能够行走。
And we became a lamp, and we cannot walk, but we are healed and recovered, and we can walk.
记得好几年前，冯牧师讲过一篇信息，是讲到约翰福音第五章。
I remember many years ago, Pastor Finn talking about the chapter 5 of John, book of John.
也是很有力的信息，我一直都记得。
It's a very meaningful message, and I always remember.
你讲到一个人因为犯罪，他就病了很长时间。
Because a man of his sin, and he was paralyzed for a long time.
然后他瘫了，他躺在耶路撒冷羊门边的一个水池旁。
And he is laying there paralyzed for many years beside the gate of the goat in Jerusalem.
耶稣看见他躺着，就知道他病了很久，然后就问他：“你要痊愈吗？”
Jesus met him and asked him, "Would you like to be healed?"
他告诉耶稣，他没有办法。 在水洞的时候下到池水里。
He said he cannot do get into the pool when this water got stirred up.
如果他能够做到，他或许就能够得医治。
If he can do that, maybe he can be healed.
在约翰福音第五章第八节和第九节那里，主耶稣就对他说：“起来，拿起你的褥子，走吧。”
In John, verse 8,
第五章,
chapter 5, it mentioned that Jesus said, just get up and pick up your mat.
然后要走吧,
and you can walk.
那个人立刻痊愈,
and he was healed immediately. And he took up his the bed and he walked.
这两个走字, 是和那个在圣灵里行走，这个走是一个字，同一个希腊字。
This is the same walk in the Greek meaning.
是在多少的时候，我自己不能不承认，我是一个在灵里面病了、瘫了、瘸腿了的人，没有能力随从圣灵而行走。
We are hard to commit. We are paralyzed. We cannot walk. We cannot follow the Holy Spirit.
但愿圣灵今天也再用主耶稣基督的话起来 拿起你的褥子走吧，对我心灵的深处再说。
May today through the Holy Spirit and the Lord will talk to us. Get up and pick up your bed and walk and follow.
不单只对我说，也对你心灵的深处，也对在座的每一位心灵的深处能够再说，起来走吧。
And may the word of God talk to me and talk to all of you. We can get up and walk.
但愿我们都能够得痊愈，起来随从圣灵而走。
May we be healed completely and follow the Spirit.
感谢。我们低头有一点简单的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，实在是在耶稣基督里你释放了我们。
Dear Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ Jesus, you set us free.
感谢你何等大的恩典，你让我们信就能够让得着你那新的生命。
Thank you Lord for such a grace. If we believe in him, we can gain this new life.
主啊，谢谢你圣灵住在我们每一个信你的人心里面。
And thank you for the Holy Spirit is living inside everyone who believe in you.
主，实在帮助我们，让我们成长起来。
Lord, help us to be more mature.
帮助我们不单只能够让基督在我们里面活，也让基督能够成形在我们里面。
Not only you live in us, but you will become the full stature inside of us.
主啊，真是帮助我们，今天你也在用你的话来对我们说，让我们能够起来，让我们能够行走。
And today your words say we need to get up and walk.
帮助我们，医治我们，好让我们能够真实的起来，让我们能够来随从圣灵而行走。
Help us to get up and to follow the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你，愿一切荣耀和颂赞都归给你。
Thank you, we give all the glory and praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.